Lord be with you.
And with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
All the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the gospel of the Lord. As we stand, let us pray. Loving God, loving Lord Jesus, loving Shepherd of your sheep, be with us this day and all our days, and speak through my words. We make this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please sit down. The two parables that Jesus gives us today in our gospel reading are a real gift to us as believers, as Christians, people who seek to follow him. They use two very simple references to two everyday kinds of things, losing a sheep and losing a coin, which anyone, I think, could relate to today just as they could in Jesus' own day. We might not lose sheep ourselves, but we have shepherds in our own day, of course, and we know, all of us, what sheep are like, so we can picture for ourselves the situation in which there are 99. But one has wandered off somewhere else and needs finding. And we might not wear coins as a headdress, though perhaps we do know people who do, but we might wear them in a bracelet, and we could lose one. Or if we wear a necklace with a string of beads, we can easily imagine breaking the thread and losing all of the beads but one, and needing to find that bead that completes the set. These parables invite each of us to put ourselves in the place both of the sheep, the lost sheep, and the lost coin, to identify with those lost things, but also to put ourselves in the place of the shepherd and of the woman. And a key aspect of these parables is that they start with a collection of things that the shepherd or the woman were thinking about as a collectivity, as a group of things together. The circlet of coins and the flock of sheep. But one coin, or one sheep, breaks free, and suddenly it's not about the collection of things, but about the one who needs to be found. The single isolated coin rolled off who knows where, and the sheep wandered off who knows where, are different from the rest only in that they are lost. But that loss makes them the object of the woman's desire and of the shepherd's desire. All either cares about now is the one who needs finding. But it isn't, in the story, obviously the coin's fault, of course it couldn't be, or the woman's fault either, that it gets lost. It's no one's fault in the story, it just happens. And the sheep obviously isn't at fault for wandering off either, it is just being itself. Sheep do wander off, or get scared by things, and run away for safety, and so can get lost. Now, as you heard, these stories are told specifically about the tax collectors and the sinners, for the benefit of the scribes and the Pharisees, who see them, see the tax collectors and the sinners, as a group of people, a collectivity, a group of bad people. Jesus wants the scribes and the Pharisees to think of any one of the tax collectors or the sinners as if they were the lost coin or the lost sheep. Jesus is not apportioning blame. He's observing that some people are lost and that they need to be found. And when they are found, coin, sheep, tax collector, sinner, there is rejoicing in heaven, he says, because there is rejoicing in God. God is being pictured in this woman and this shepherd, not as a God who addresses the past, who wants to apportion blame, but as a God of the present, which is what God always is, of course, eternally the God of the eternal now, dealing with how things are, wanting to make them right now, wanting to make them safe. The coin is lost. The sheep has wandered away from the fold, and they must be found. And when they are found, there is joy at their safety and no blame. God does not work in terms of groups of things, like tax collectors and sinners, or scribes and Pharisees come to that. God works in terms of individuals, and individuals can get lost, and that means they need to be found. Who are the tax collectors and the sinners of today? Well, these days there are people who seek to profit from the honesty and the compliance of others and to make a profit from the need and the misery of others, which are things tax collectors are reckoned to have done in Jesus' day. And there are, in quite straightforward ways, modern equivalents of those the scribes and Pharisees would have called sinners, just as we have our own scribes and Pharisees today too. For some of us, it might even be that some of today's scribes and Pharisees would call us sinners. What is the response of the woman looking for her coin and of the shepherd searching for his sheep? What is the response that makes, as Jesus says, the angels rejoice? The response is patience. The woman patiently sweeps her house until the coin is found. The shepherd patiently hunts for the sheep, and when he has found it, he carries it home to safety. Their passion, the passion of this woman and this shepherd, the thing on which they're completely focused, the activity to which they are giving themselves, becomes their patience, patiently working for the recovery of the lost. Jesus is saying God then passionately, patiently works for the recovery of the lost to bring them home, to find them in the dark corners in which they have got stuck. There is no condemnation here, just love. There is no impatience, there's no deadline, there's just passion and patient searching. And Paul too speaks, of course, of how he experienced the patience of Jesus Christ. He says that Jesus showed him the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. The people who need patience from Jesus' perspective in our reading today are the tax collectors and the sinners. And the people who are impatient with them are the scribes and the Pharisees. In the stories Jesus told, for the woman and for the shepherd, the search becomes authentically who they are, while they need to find what they have lost. It wasn't their fault, as I say, that the sheep or the coin got lost, but they take responsibility for finding them and for making them safe. The woman and the shepherd, they become their search for the coin, for the sheep. It takes over their lives for the period of the story that Jesus tells us about them. God is, Jesus is saying, God is the searcher. God is the one searching for us to bring us home. God is pictured in the passionate patience of this woman looking for her coin and this shepherd looking for his sheep. We believe Jesus came to show us what we can know about God. And we are being shown in these parables that what we can know of God is that he forgives and he loves. That's what Jesus came to tell us, that God forgives and God loves. God is for us most known as himself, who God is, in his forgiveness, which shows his love, just as the woman's character in the story becomes her search for the coin, and the shepherd's character becomes his search for the sheep. God's character is his search for us and his passionate concern to bring us to safety. In their own turn, the patient passion of the woman and the shepherd means they have no other thought until the coin and the sheep are safely found. So God has no other thought than to save, to bring us to safety and love. But as I said at the beginning, just as we can find ourselves maybe among the lost coins or lost sheep of our world, we can also find ourselves in the woman who searches until she finds, and in the shepherd. And these parables link, I think, in this way to others we know well. The coin is, I think, also the treasure lying in a field that a man sells all he has to acquire. The coin is also the pearl of great price, which a merchant gives everything to possess. The sheep is also the lost son, whose father rejoices when he returns. The coin and the sheep become for us gateways for the women, for the woman and the shepherd, to living in God's kingdom. And the woman and the shepherd searching become for us images of how we can live in God's kingdom for ourselves. The most single-minded searchers I know are children. When they want to find something, a lost toy, a favorite book, a specific brick in a drawer full of Lego, when they want to find something, they are restless until they find exactly the thing they're looking for. In a child searching, we see the kind of searching that the shepherd and the woman are displaying. The shepherd and the woman have become like children. They are fixed with the child's single-mindedness on the task in hand, searching for the sheep, searching for the coin, like children search for things they want. Jesus said, "Unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." So that saying is in this parable too. The woman and the shepherd are like children again, searching for what they have lost. At the ordination service for deacons in the Church of England, we are reminded that the calling of God's whole church, this is addressed to the whole congregation present, the calling of God's whole church and every one of us as members of it, is to reach into the forgotten corners of the world that the love of God may be made visible. Imitation of this woman searching for her coin in the dark corners of her house, and this shepherd searching for his lost sheep in the darkness of a ditch or the corner of a field, is the making visible of the love of God. When we reach out in concern and care for anyone, and when we reach out in forgiveness or in welcome to anyone, we image God in our own lives. We make ourselves the presence of God in a situation, and we behave beautifully as children can, and like Jesus did. Amen.